white speech convention.
Fuck yeah.
Do not throw this number unless you wrote it for Trump. God damn it.
Shut up. I want you to be happy. Fuck you. Shut up.
Actually, I'm not a Trump supporter.
Shut up.
Obama ruined this fucking country.
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball.
Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
I don't know who the fuck this is. Why don't you come to my address and say something, motherfucker?
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball,
fucker. Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
My wife is in danger now.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker. Following me. That's what happened.
Shut up.
Fuck. I don't know who you are, man. Who is this?
Why would you believe any of this?
Shut up.
I've been asleep.
Shut up.
9:30.
Shut up.
Well, ma'am, the gentleman, he's
the gentleman? Who is the fucking gentleman?
Well, ma'am, please bring it down a notch.
Don't forget, you gotta get your green card from me, fuck.
Shut up.
Alright?
What can happen?
What the fuck? Who the fuck are you, man?
Shut up.
What kind of car are you looking for, dummy?
Dodge Neon. Green. Soft, bitch.
We ain't got no damn Dodge Neon here, man.
What happened?
Don't you ever call here again, man. You understand me, bitch?
I'll fuck your mother. What happened?
I'll fucking kill your ass, bitch. You understand me? Don't you call this motherfucker again, man. Bring your punk ass over here, man. Talking that shit. Talking that shit. Bring your ass over here. 320.
Shut up.
What happened?
I give you the address, punk. Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Shut up.
Bring your punk ass over here, man. Bring your punk ass here, nigga. Bring your punk ass here.
Is that a trailer?
Please. So I can beat the shit out of you, and then buy me some lunch and drink off of you, bitch.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here, man. I don't know what happened. Bring your bitch ass here.
I just Google Earth this.
Bring your bitch ass here, man.
Are you in the trailer?
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
Don't call me anymore.
Shut up.
You should put the fuck on your pants to get pleasure from me calling.
Fuck you.
Shut up.
What happened?
It's a green car, sir.
It's a green car. Are you ignorant, man?
I don't know what a green car. You gotta tell me what kind of car you talking about, man.
Green car. The color is green, man.
Yeah, dummy. I know the color is green. What kind of car, dummy?
Shut up.
Don't call here no more, man. Don't call here no more, man.
Shut up.
Don't call here no more. Don't call here no more, man. All right?
Yeah, what do you want?
Call.
Hey, what happened?
Fuck you.
No, fuck you, motherfucker, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, goddamn cunt.
Don't touch me. Shut up.
Fuck you.
You don't call me
fuck
a cunt.
You
don't call
fuck
me a cunt.
You.
Don't call me a cunt.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you, cunt.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
You eat your mother's asshole with that mouth?
Oh, I will.
Not allowed to swear on this line, sir.
You motherfucker, dick, cunt. Fucking piece of shit.
Shut up.
I love this country.
Shut up.
I do love this country.
Shut up.
I love this country.
Shut up.
I do love this country.
Shut up. Shut up.
Oh, look at that. It's Saturday and we have power and internet. We are back from the week off that I didn't want to take, but Mother Nature insisted. We had 2 days back to back out here where storms rolled the fuck through and just broke a bunch of shit around here. And it took quite a bit of time to get it right, you know. So I was kind of fucked up. But we're back. We're ready to do some more prank callings. If you'd like to hang out with us after the show for movie night, you can do that over in Discord. The Nightbot should be dropping a link for that periodically through the show. It'll also show you ways to donate to the show, whether you would like to do that through PayPal. You can do that at paypal.me/DwightPCN. You can also do that through the Throne, which is right here. There's a wish list of things that I would really like, you know, that are really nice. This week, we are featuring the Stream Deck, and that's able to be just like donations go to it, and community crowdfunding is what it does. The paintings, the decor, the table, all of that has been purchased. So that is done. The table is here. I have to put it together still. The wall art is still coming because apparently it's coming from China. And it's taking for fucking ever. Give me a moment here. I'm going to bring up the Skype. Hey, Skype. How you doing? What you doing?
Oh, Dwight Machine back in the house. Brother, so good to hear you back on, my brother. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. We're here. We're here. You know, I wish I would have been here last week. But, you know, that was out of my hands. Nothing I could do about
it's
that.
It's a darn lightning machines. We're going to have to get them back.
It was more the wind that decided to go ahead and knock the tree branches onto the power lines. And because our power lines are not underground for some stupid-ass reason, they're just like, hey, we'll cut the... They're like, we're cutting the trees. We're trimming the trees. And it's like, if you're cutting and trimming the trees, then how are the fucking limbs still falling on the goddamn lines? Motherfucker.
Same shit they're doing out here in California.
Whoa, that's all they do.
Well, that's not the kind of blowjob we like. Let's give him a good blowjob tonight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mr. Rose, you tell your wife anytime she wants to come over and see me, you know. I have a bed. I have a pillow. I have socks on.
Hello, thank you for coming to
624.
Can I help you?
Hi, how you doing? Listen, I'm a driving instructor. I teach new drivers how to prepare for their driving test to get their license. We've been using your parking lot out here for about the last 15 minutes doing maneuvers and whatnot. You may want to have several people come out and move their vehicles because I don't want any more of them to get hit. Okay, we're just gonna fucking wait it out.
I guess she doesn't drive. She probably rode her bike.
Her fucking brain malfunction. She's like, what? Okay.
Hello.
Hi, I was trying to reach Arena.
Yes.
Hi. I'm calling from the Walmart over here on Avenue 42. I understand you were having quite a problem. Earlier today, your husband came in?
Yeah, that was yesterday. He put in a jar of coins into the Starlink or whatever you call it.
Oh, our Coinstar?
Yeah, yes. It was my husband. Hold on, let me give him to you.
Okay.
Who's this?
About your coins.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing? This is Dwight. I'm calling from the Walmart over here on Avenue 42. About the incident that you had yesterday with our Coinstar machine.
Yes, it was horrible. The experience.
Okay, do you want to run down? Because all I had was a sticky note that said, very important, please call, and this telephone number. And they did let me know it had something to do with our Coinstar machine. Other than that, I don't have a whole lot of information in front of me.
And what is your position at Walmart?
I'm the HNIC. Here at the What's Walmart, I'm basically a step below the general manager.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Antonio something said he was the assistant manager, and I didn't believe it, to be honest with you.
Antonio is he's an underling of mine, but yes, when I'm not there, he is authorized to basically make decisions and troubleshoot problems.
Yeah, he would not pass me on to anyone higher. I guess the problem was my wife and I, we don't get the check until the first of the month. Mm-hmm. And I went to my coins that I collect and once in a while cash them in to buy groceries.
Right.
So I put them in the coin machine and they charged me $4 or $5 for service.
All right.
And they gave me a receipt.
And I apologize if my typing is a little loud. I'm just typing down some notes here.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay.
And so...
customer is a poor.
I put the coins in.
All right.
And they took out the service charge.
Right. It's like, I believe it's like 12%. That's not actually our, that Coinstar's fees. Those aren't our fees, but it's about 12%. You know, about
12%. Yeah. And I'm fine with all that.
Right.
All right. And I get the receipt that has Coinstar on the top and Walmart down at the bottom.
Fine with the fees.
Uh-huh. And it was for like $29.64, I believe.
$29.64. And that's with the fees that were deducted?
That was the net money, the clear money.
Cleared money, net money. Do you know what the gross amount was?
Yeah, I actually have photocopies of it.
Okay.
So I can tell you exactly, because I was so upset I was going to write a letter to the store manager, to Walmart headquarters in America,
right.
And
Arkansas?
The Coinstar.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Likes to waste paper.
And so the coin total was $33.93.
Okay.
The processing was
processing about 12%.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm still here. Sorry. You're able to hear me still? Let me move to a better area. This cordless phone is not the best.
Okay, the processing fee was $4.29.
$4.29.
And the total net was $29.64. Cash value.
That was USD?
$29.64 is what Coinstar gave me a receipt for.
Right, and you selected the currency as USD, United States dollar, is what you selected on the machine?
I got a redemption certificate good at this store for Walmart.
Right. Yeah. You have to select. You have options. You have USDs, which is you'll bring the.
I don't remember that.
You'll bring that up to the cashier, or they have virtual cards. You can load your PayPal, so you have several different options.
Well, I don't really have a cell phone with me. I had to go home to call Coinstar, my landline.
Okay.
Okay. And so
what did the machine give you? I'm sorry.
It's a Coinstar voucher, I guess.
Okay.
It's just cash value $29.64, and says thanks for shopping at Walmart.
Okay.
It was transaction number 28401.
Okay. And so you read. Okay. So redemption. Let me write this down. Redemption was successful.
Yeah, they gave me a receipt to go spend at Walmart.
Has his receipt. All right. So, all right, let me put this in here. So, redemption was successful.
Yes.
Cases closed now. Customer is happy with results.
I'm not happy with the results. Oh. I got my money and I spent it. But I'm not happy with this procedure, and I'm very distraught about it.
Okay. All right.
And so I got my receipt, and I went and shopped at Walmart, and I got about $31, $32 worth of groceries, and I go to the easy checkout, and I ask if you take this, and they said, yeah, the receipt. Coin voucher, whatever.
Right.
And I run my food through the scanner, and then I say, here, help me with this. And the attendant comes over and tries it, can't do it.
Right.
And so he has to go to his cash register to give me cash to put in. So we go to the cash register at the scan.
Was that a self scan or was that a manned? Was it a man?
It was a self-scan.
Mm-hmm.
I ran it up to about $32, whatever.
Right.
Oh, here's the receipt.
But you only had 26?
$31.54. And so I scanned it, but I needed help because I didn't know what to do with the voucher.
Okay, can I interrupt you just right there for a quick second? I'm just trying to follow this. So you had the voucher for 26 and some change, correct?
$29.64.
And you said you got groceries for you had about 32-ish?
It was $31.54. I've got the receipt here.
Okay. And so then you at what sir, don't please don't yell at me.
Hello.
Yeah, what did are you okay?
That wasn't me.
I heard you in some type of distress.
That was not me. That is something else on the line. But I heard it too.
Because this isn't...
I didn't do anything.
This is like the second time I heard... I thought I heard it about 2 minutes ago. I thought I heard you in distress. And I glazed over it because you seemed to be communicating quite well.
That noise, I don't know where it came from. But this is my wife's cell phone.
Okay.
I'm sitting in the living room talking to you.
Right.
We have no children in the house. It did not come from me. It sounded like interference on the line.
It's possible. I didn't know that was still an option, though, because, you know, cell phones and aren't usually – they're not analog where they pick up stray signals anymore. They're a digital
This is a brand new cell phone for my wife. There's nothing wrong with it.
Okay.
It's less than four months old.
Did you buy that here at Walmart with us? Because we do have return policies.
No, she went to the store, the phone store, and got it.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying because we do have an electronics department. So.
Well, I know. Walmart was a brand that I trusted up until this point. Mm-hmm.
Story? Yeah. I'm just wondering because of the notes, because Antonio left one note here. He said to ask you, what does it say? Why you felt necessary to assert your white privilege over him?
I had nothing to do with that. That is him trying to put something on me because he couldn't give me any customer service.
Yeah, it just says right here, it just says, let me pull this up real quick. Let me unfold this paper. Basically, it's saying that you had 28 and so you had like 28 and some change, basically $29 in a voucher. Then you had 30 some odd dollars worth of food, and you said that he should give you the balance for free.
I did not say that. I said, you took my money and you're not giving it back to me.
Okay. He noted right here that you said, I'm white, the rest of this should be free.
I never, ever said that, and I take strong offense of this even being said. I was the executive director of College of the Desert Alumni Association, and in my 18 years at the college, I brought in over $9 million in grants, gifts, and scholarships to College of the Desert. That is a multiracial college, and I dealt with everyone of all races, all colors, and that is an absolute lie from Antonio. And I resent that.
All right, let me put this down. Antonio may need to be fired.
That is wrong.
Let's see here. Yeah, that's a two striker for Antonio. Let's see here. I would love to take you at your word because I might have to fire Antonio for this. Is there any way
it's your problem. What
right,
do you need?
Right. Can I get you to sing We Are the World to prove that you would not assert your white dominance over Antonio?
This is crazy. Who are you?
My name is Dwight. I'm from the 42nd Ave Walmart. I'm the HNIC.
You can't ask me to sing anything.
Because I was taken aback about the accusations, but then you told me about your credentials, and I didn't think it would be an issue.
Listen, I have lunch with the past mayor of Palm Desert once a month.
All right.
I can have her come in and vouch for me. She was on the city council for 2 terms and mayor twice.
All right.
Is that good enough of a reference for you?
Yeah. Let me just write down here. Approximately how many minorities do you know and consider friends?
You're way off base and out of line, mister. I would like to write this name down because I don't know how you got this number. Number one, I have no idea. What is your name, sir?
Well, you had to put a phone number and a thumbprint on the Coinstar in order to redeem. Did you do that?
No.
We might be on track with something now. So you didn't punch in a phone number or provide a thumbprint at the Coinstar?
No. They had me push a button that says I accept their policy.
Mm-hmm. And did you push... And you pushed that. You pushed that button. You accepted the...
that button, but I don't think it was a thumb.
You said that very aggressively. I wish you wouldn't say you pushed the button like that. Did you read the terms of service before you pushed the button?
I'm sorry, but I think I'll have to come in and talk to the manager because you're asking questions that have nothing to do with customer service.
Well, no, I'm trying to get background on what happened because I'm not getting a
full
story from Antonio.
You have no background. This is a customer with a complaint about lack of service between Coinstar and Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't even let me finish the tale of what I said. Now you're bringing up race. Now you're bringing up
everything Antonio brought up race. I had nothing. I don't see color, sir. I'm colorblind.
Hey, listen. Those questions are inappropriate, and I've got to go talk to the manager of the store at this juncture because you're inappropriate at questions.
Right.
About me, about my background, has nothing to do with the incident that happened at the store.
Mm-hmm.
You're so out of line. We ran the College of the Desert Street Fair with over 300 vendors. Each and every one of them had their own different point of view. And the bottom line was, what can you do for me today to help me get more business?
Are you okay?
I'm sorry. I'll have to go to the store. Get the number for me. Is that the number?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi. I thought you were handing me to your wife to get some more information. You wanted me to give her a phone
number? No, I'm writing down your telephone number. We're going to trace it and make sure it's coming from the store.
Well,
if it's coming from the store and you are associated with the store, you are so far out of line of any customer service that I've ever associated in my entire life.
Sir, I don't think you should be threatening a minority like this on a telephone.
I have no idea who or what you are, and I've never ever threatened a minority.
Pardon what I am?
I'm sorry. This is a very strange phone call. It's late at night. I'm going to have to go to the store. Thank you.
You're not welcome here, sir. You're trespass. Oh, this old man. He's really. Oh wait, I like how he says I can't ask him about his credentials, but he can keep telling me about them. Like, come on, man.
He ain't gonna give an inch. He's still
Gordo. I was kind of waiting for that for him to take like the Joe Biden route. Like, I marched with them. Okay, I fought for.
He won't go across any lines.
I fought for rights. You know, basically what I got out of that old white man's story was, I helped the poor black people. That's pretty much what I got out of that.
Well, thank God if he did.
I'm pretty sure that's what I got out of his whole story was, like, I help the pores. And
good.
Yeah, he's
nothing wrong with that.
He should feel ashamed. Yeah. Let's see here. I do want to say though, very very sad news. Mr. Matty Hillick, his mother passed away, unfortunately, earlier in this week. So we wanted to pass on our condolences to Hillick and his mother, who is his now gone
God
from this
bless
world.
Mr. Hillick, we're so sad to hear for your loss, brother. We'll pray for you, brother. Thank you so much, man.
This just makes me believe again, once again, that Hillick is going to outlast all of us.
Good point. That's what I was kind of coming to.
Hillick is. I'm not even sure he's. I'm not even sure that he's like human at this point.
Superman.
But yeah, that was very sad news that came out earlier this week.
Yeah, our prayers are with you, brother.
Hello.
Hi, this is Dwight with Starlink. I understand you're having some issues.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm sorry I've called it at such an hour, but I'm the only English speaking technician in the Philippines. So they had me give you a call.
Okay.
And so I understand from the notes that they gave me here that you're having a router issue with your Starlink setup, and I was a little confused because it says it's a residential account, but there was notes in here about a business being affected. So I wasn't quite sure what to take it.
I work from home.
Work from home. Okay, that would make sense then. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Let me take.
And I'm self-employed, so.
Oh, self-employed. Okay. Not remote worker. Let's see here. I'm just going to type down some notes. Do you want to let me know exactly what we're dealing with here, and I'll see what I can do to best suit the resolution, what we can do to get this fixed?
Yeah, so, you know, they sent us a new router, mm-hmm. plugged it in, and it still won't connect to the Internet. Mm-hmm. Put in the new cable, and still won't connect to the Internet.
Okay.
So I put in the request to repair it, but still wasn't working. And it just kind of stopped working. We had a storm here one night in the middle of the night. It just stopped working overnight at some point.
Okay. And do you have any external equipment affixed to your house outside that may have been damaged during the storm?
No, it was not even a big storm.
Not a big storm. All right, let me get this.
No, it was just like a... Okay. By the summer, it was probably like definitely one of the most insignificant.
And let me see here. And I don't mean to insult your intelligence or anything like that. Did you try unplugging it and plugging it back in?
Oh, all the things.
Okay, because that's where we start.
You've
probably seen the memes out there. That's always the running joke. But I'll tell you,
Did you try the power button?
90% of the time, it will fix the issue.
It does. It's kind of amazing how that works. But no, I unplugged it, replugged it in, I rebooted it.
Really wish I could do that with my wife, but I'll tell you that right now, not as successful as electronics.
No, not so much.
Nope.
And then I tried it first with the old cord because that cord was still working.
Right.
And that didn't work, so I was like, okay, switch it to the new cord, mm-hmm. and that didn't work.
And is this? I'm assuming this is a rural location since you're with us. You don't have any redundancy backups like Xfinity or anything like that. It could be interfering.
The only thing we could possibly have would be Comcast, but they're 7 megs down and 5 up. So why bother?
Right. That's really as far as internet speeds, uploads, and download. That's pretty impotent. Let me look here. And what type of speeds do you normally see from us?
I've seen it as high as 800, but it's usually in the 1 to 200 range.
1 to 200, and that's a pretty reliable 1 to 200. Like at a minimum, you don't see it go very below that.
Rarely below that. Right. Usually, we can do everything we need to do off of that with me and my kids working on it, watching TV, on two different TVs, playing games, whatever. It's plenty.
plenty. Okay, all right. So you can have multiple people, multiple devices hooked up, streaming, video games, stuff like that. You don't see any lag or surface outages. Okay, wonderful.
Sometimes we'll get some latency, like for a Zoom call, but that hasn't happened in a while.
Latency issues. Okay. And when did you notice start noticing the latency issues?
That was originally when we first got it, and then it stopped. Mm. They weren't so bad after that.
Let's see. I'm just looking. I'm just looking at the activity on the account currently here. And you say the new router, there's no connectivity.
No. Okay. The new router, so I can connect to it. I can create an account. I can log into it. Hmm. And then when it goes to connect to the internet, it says there's no internet.
I'm just noticing the large amounts of adult content that's being accessed from the previous router. And I'm wondering if the account was compromised.
I wonder.
Let's see here. All right. It seems like at almost the same time, around, let's see here, military time, I'm trying to do the calculations. It appears between the log on is between 4:15 and 4:20 just about every time, and the duration lasts for it looks like maybe 27 minutes just about every time. Hello?
That's weird. Yeah. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I thought you hurt yourself. I heard a loud scream.
No, not from here.
But you heard that.
No, I didn't.
You didn't? Okay. All right. I thought I heard something. No. I thought I heard something.
No, I said, weird.
Oh, okay. So it looks like there's some access, and there's some websites listed here, and from the names of them, they, in all appearances to me, appear to be adult content websites.
Weird.
And those sites are generally not very safe to be on because they are generated from several different countries. Some are not so friendly to the U.S. And then what they do is they try to take access to those, and then they access other systems. They use your system to get into another system, and it's what they refer to as the botnet. So I'm looking, and it looks like what's going on is they're denying you local access while they're still able to remotely access it, and they are actually going on to I didn't think tonight when I came into work that I was going to have to say that somebody was accessing Big Black Pussy Pumpers at 4:15 in the afternoon, but apparently that's one of the...
That's definitely not us.
Well, no, it's coming from your system. Like, the IP associated with your account, definitely 4:15. It looks like a movie was rented on... BigBlackPussyPumpers.com. Cream Street 3, The Reckoning is one of the movies that was accessed. It looks like a lot of just smut, to be honest.
Huh.
And then
I doubt my kids are doing anything like that.
I don't know. I wouldn't know anything about that. I don't have general profile information about who's on it or anything like that. But then I do see there's a couple Google searches activities, like a little miniclips.com. It looks like a gaming site of some type. Fortnite. It looks like Fortnite videos, YouTube. Looks like, let's see here, horseycat.com. Not sure what that is.
No idea.
There's a search here. What if there's blood in my poop? It looks like just if I had any random, I don't know. Like I said, it's quite the array, but the one reoccurring occurrence is bigblackpussypumpers.com, and then several videos on that site. Look, there's Overwatch, nothing. Overwatch cosplay, OnlyFans.
I'll check my kids' browser history, but I don't.
Several movies. Looks like copyrighted movie materials. Looks like the new Barbie movie was attempted to be downloaded.
Yeah, none of my kids are that smart.
Well, there's streaming platforms. They just shut down one called Soap Today that a lot of the younger generation was using. The Little Sperm Mate. Okay, no, that's another adult one. I thought that was The Little Mermaid. That had an S in it. The Little Sperm Mate. Okay. What we can do, did we have a tech rollout to you to take a look at this to see if he could get the router rolled? No tech. The problem is we're still certifying a lot of technicians, especially out in your area, because we don't have a centralized location where we just, you know, like Xfinity and a lot of these different places, they have just techs galore. Unfortunately, right. we're still trying to roll out the troubleshooting, and when it's not as simple as just rolling out, sending out a new router. It should take off, but when it doesn't, that's when we have an issue. You didn't have a protection package or anything like that?
No.
No. Okay. All
I don't
right.
think so.
All right. And how long?
I can't remember.
How long have you had Starlink?
Probably a year.
A year. Okay. You should still be fine then, because we carry the first 2 years on us.
Definitely not that long.
Yeah. What we're gonna have to do? We're gonna have to get a tech out here.
They look like they're sending a new. I got a notice that they're sending a whole new package.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We're supposed. Yeah. Right. But you've already been down this avenue. You've been trying to get this.
Well, they just sent me a router.
Router.
They didn't send me the new
modem,
like the satellite thing.
Okay. Yeah, all right, got it. All right, let's see here. All right, what we're gonna do, we're gonna roll a tech out there. How does, let's see, what's your availability on October 22nd?
Oh, that's a long ways out.
Yeah, again, we have a shortage.
I just schedule something and I'll make it happen.
Okay, October 22nd. And what we can do until then, because I'm just afraid it's just sending out the whole new system, it's just not going to work. What we can do, because you've been inconvenienced, do you have a local Starbucks or coffee house that you could do your work at for about the next 2 months?
No. The nearest Starbucks is like 20 minutes away.
Okay, perfect.
And my kids have homework to do.
Perfect.
So
what we can do when you go in there, because you do have to make a purchase in order to be able to sit around and kind of loiter and use their Wi-Fi, we will compensate your coffee purchases at your local Starbucks for the next 2 months until we get a tech out there. We'll give you, what is it, about $15 a day allotment to be able to go in there and make purchases.
Okay.
And let's see here. And what is the nature of your work? Let me go ahead and document this.
I run a riding school in a barn, and then my kids have homework.
Riding school, homework. All right. Let's see here. So, riding school, motorcycles?
Horses.
Equestrian?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm trying to put this in an appropriate category. Because if it's something very, very important to our society, they'll actually speed up, they'll prioritize you for a sooner appointment. Let's see.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've got two, I live 20 minutes from a Starbucks, and I have two kids who have to get homework done, and I'm a, single mom who has to run a business and can't go and sit in Starbucks for several hours every night while I do homework.
Right. And I apologize about that. Let's see here. All right. I do have some bad news. It did just deprioritize you. We're going to be looking at early 2024.
okay, I'm going to go ahead and cancel Starlink and get a different service provider because that's not acceptable.
Well,
if you guys can't get me internet.
I'm doing what I can do. If you could explain to me why you're very important, and then I could go ahead and escalate this and try to get you as soon as
next week. Because I'm one of your clients. Because I'm one of your clients. I run a business. The only way I have to earn money is doing my marketing and all the social media stuff and trying to like work through with clients online. Because that's how we find our new clients for the writing school.
Is online.
For one. For
online.
Two.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. For two, I have two young kids or two high school kids who need internet for school. And until 2024, not having internet, you guys can absolutely get stuff.
Well,
go somewhere else.
Early 2024. We're talking January.
I don't give a shit. Like, I'd like to speak to your legal department. Like, this is so unacceptable to not be able to provide me internet when I've been paying for it. I'm a customer, and you're saying, "Oh, well, now I can't even get you internet until 2024." Get stuffed, and I'll find some other internet provider.
But early 2024.
I don't care. It is September. That's half of my kid's school year. And you're expecting me to not be able to run my business so we can go and sit in the fucking Starbucks for 2 hours every day, 2 to 3 hours, so my kids can get homework done? That's not okay. I'd like to speak to your legal department.
I can try to put you through to legal. I don't know if anybody will answer, but I can dial the department. I think, who's over there tonight? Let's see here.
You know, I mean, you guys are fucking up and allowing people to hijack my system and then canceling it for me instead of just putting up a firewall that you can't access shit like that.
Okay.
You know, like, and then you're saying, "Oh, well, screw you. I'm sorry that you've got kids that need to do their homework. And I'm sorry that you've got a business you have to run." You know, fuck you. We don't care.
Okay. All right. Give me just, I'm trying to find, let's see. I'm trying to find the extension number to get to legal. Right.
You know, and I've got one kid who basically homeschools mostly. And we've been thinking about bringing her full-time homeschooling because she's struggling really hard in school. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah, this is so not going to work.
Okay. Let's see here. I'm just trying to notate as professional as I can. I'm trying to get around. Let's see here. Your potty mouth. Let me put this.
Sorry, I'm super upset.
All right, very good. Let's see. All right. I just sent a note through to legal. We have an instant messaging system here. I'm just waiting for legal to send me a message back. Give me two. I don't anticipate being more than 2 seconds here. Can I put you on a quick, I don't know, like 20-second hold?
I suppose.
Okay, give me just a moment. Thank you for holding. So what I see here, legal is telling me is once your internet is back on, then they'll speak to you.
Yeah, that's kind of not going to fly. I'd like the legal contact. I'm going to have my legal department, my lawyers contact your legal department.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like their contact details, please.
Okay. Give me just a moment here. Pull this up on here. Okay, are you ready for the information?
Yep.
Okay. It is. I'm sorry. I accidentally hit an outside line, and I just realized it. All right, I'm back. Okay. Now are you ready for the information?
Yeah.
All right, it's area code 323.
Uh-huh.
718.
Uh-huh.
151. 151
what? 151. Okay, stop with the beep part. 151 what?
No, it's 151. Hello? Yeah. Do you need... It's 323-718-151.
It's bleeping out the last number. Nice try.
What's bleeping out the last number?
Something is bleeping out the last number. And I have this all recorded.
Well, I mean, if you need a copy of the recording, we're, of course, recording for quality and training purposes, as always.
Okay. 151 what?
151 what?
What's the last number? Just the last number.
It's 323-718-151.
I just need the last number. Don't give me the rest of the number. Just the last number.
The last number is...
This has got to be a fucking prank call. Oh, my God.
Ma'am, can we... Hello? She was never going to get that last number. Never get that last number, baby. Not on this Brooke show.
Thank
Not
you.
On this fucking show, Look. You don't.
Well, you had a freaking monster cat.
Oh, she progressively got worse and worse. Whaler. The husband's like, God damn it, just hang up the phone. Let me go to sleep.
Glad he left.
Please don't start so this rude. Again, Gladys.
Oh, yeah, I love it. That was good shit. Boy, Starlink just lost a customer. I just loved it. I kept repeating. I was like, but early 2024. Early. We'll have you back on in a jiff. Don't even worry about it.
Not,
somebody inside.
Not on the market anymore.
Answer the
it's
door.
It's been rented. You need to go away.
Answer the door. I guess I make my own glass. I make my own entrance. Hello, ma'am?
Yes. What's going on?
Well, they won't answer the door, so the door is nothing now. The door is splinters.
Are you kidding me?
No. See, watch. You want me to prove my manhood, ma'am? I have the owner's permission to be here.
Somebody's breaking into the house.
But I called dibs on it first. I walked past it 3 days back, and I said, dibs, and now you got to rent it to me.
No.
Hey, don't tell me no, you old bitch. I want to rent the house.
Yeah, it's rented.
Yeah, but to the wrong person.
To the wrong person.
Yeah, I'm out here right now. I have a screwdriver. I'm undoing the fans off of the porch. I'm going to take the blades. I'm going to take the blades.
Why are you doing that?
Because I want to rent the house.
The house is rented.
But to me, I want it to me. It's furnished. That's how I like a house.
Oh, okay. Who am I talking to?
My name's Dwight.
Your name is Dwight.
Dwight, yeah.
The house is rented. The people are going to move in. We have a contract with them.
Yeah, but why? I want to rent. I want to rent it. I'm out here with the screwdriver, and I'm undoing the fans off of the porch.
Well, you need to get out of there.
No, I'm undoing it. I'm not looking to sublet to anybody else. I want the house to myself.
Do I don't know what's wrong with you.
Until you rent the house to me.
No, I'm not going to rent the house to you.
Then you're not getting the fans back. I have squatter's rights. I'm going to commandeer the porch.
You're going to do what on the porch?
I'm going to commandeer the porch.
Well, you better. Well, suppose I get the police over there, then what?
No, they won't do anything because I'm a white.
You're going to do what?
They won't do anything because I'm a white.
Because you're a white. A white. What do you mean, white?
I'm a white belt.
So what's that got to do with it?
The cops won't do anything because I'm wearing it. I'm wearing it proudly. They'll see my white belt and I got the one black stripe on the end, and they know I mean business.
You're wearing what?
I'm wearing my karate gi, and I have my white belt, and I got one stripe. I got the black stripe on the end. It shows I mean business.
Oh, you do? Oh, well, hold on 1 second, okay?
No, where are you going? I like the cut of your jib.
Just hold on 1 second.
Where are you going? Judo chop! Judo kick! Judo chop kick. Motherfucker. Hello? Hello? Hello, please.
Okay.
Hi. Come back. I'm lonely.
I'm lonely. I don't know what happened to him. Just check it again, okay?
Where are you? Hello? Are you there?
Peter, what are you doing?
Who, me?
Hello?
Hello?
Are you there?
Yeah, me?
Hey, what's your name?
Dwight.
What's your name?
Dwight. Yeah. My name or your name? What your name
Dwight?
Is?
Dwight.
Yeah.
My name is Jim.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay, I'm going to hang up for a minute. Can you call me back?
No, why are you hanging up?
I got to.
Why?
Don't hang up the phone. Don't do it. What's the matter with you?
Hello? Operator Services, how can I help you?
Hello, senor.
Hello, Operator Services. How can I help?
Okay, I have a building in Jackson.
Uh-huh.
And there's somebody over there that's trying to break in there. Uh-huh. Something's wrong with the man. He called here and he's saying he's wanting to rent that place.
Is the structure occupied or unoccupied?
Pardon me?
Is the structure occupied or unoccupied?
I'm sorry, I can't understand.
Is the structure occupied or unoccupied?
It's unoccupied. We just signed a contract with some people yesterday, and they're going to move in.
Okay, and do you know the identity of the person that you say is trying to break in?
There's a person on the porch, and he says he's taking the fans apart that are up on the porch.
Okay.
Yeah, something's wrong with him. I don't know what's wrong with him. His name is Dwight, he says. He says, I want you to rent me this house. And I said, it's already rented. He says, well, you can't rent it to anybody else. I'm going to rent this house. I'm going to take over this house.
Okay, and is this the person you had the contract with?
He's at 305 Court Street in Jackson.
Yeah,
pardon me?
Nope, I'm just taking notes. Okay.
Yeah, and I don't hear too well. And
oh no, that's fine. That's fine, sir. And we have one of our special units. His name is Ted, and I have him on the line with us, and he'll be monitoring this as well.
Okay, they'll go over there right away.
I will send the Mexican pizza there. Yes. Hello?
Be there when?
Hello, I have your order. DoorDash? Hello?
Yeah, hold on. I got to get somebody over here in here. Hold on one second.
Can you get the other phone that you can hear? Yeah. Señor Guantanamera.
Okay, sorry. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Can you hear me now?
But on the other phone, I'm trying to call the police department over there.
Oh, no, you don't. No. Why are you called?
What? Don't hang up.
Why are you called?
Who am I talking to?
My name is Señor Guantanamera.
Hey, are you going to send someone over to 305 Court Street?
Yes.
I would send, yes.
We're about an hour away from there. And I don't think I need to have a confrontation with somebody that something's wrong with them.
Sir, we have him cornered. We have him cornered.
We know Kung Fu.
You have the building cornered?
We have him cornered.
We are going to apply martial arts to the problem.
This man's wearing a karate gi, sir. He has a white belt. He means business.
He has a gray belt. He's a dirty white belt. Hello?
Sir, there's no cause for alarm. Crisis is averted.
Yeah, he threw a roundhouse kick and I countered with wax on, wax off.
Yeah, so we have the replay of the body cam footage. It's right here. That's when the roundhouse connected.
Sir, speak up.
He's gone. He's so fucking hard of hearing anyway.
I mean, really hard of hearing. Jesus Christ.
Oh, it was beautiful. Well played.
I have fucking tears in my eyes.
My God. We even got him on for operator services, too. Stage two.
This is when the roundhouse connected. Ah! We got an instant replay from the fucking body cam video.
That was fucking beautiful. Oh, thank you for donating. That was awesome.
Oh, nobody was donating. I was just playing the song fucking left and right on my own.
Oh.
That was just me.
Oh my
god. That was a beaut. That guy was a star. I wish we had his name, but
I'm like, how she handed him the phone. He's like, who am I talking to? She fucking put him right up on the phone. Get on that podium. We're gonna push you off. Oh,
man,
yeah.
I'm hard of hearing. Why?
That's like when they always have the like person who speaks the least amount of English answer the phone, like at restaurants. It's the same thing. They're just like, hey, let's put my old deaf husband on the phone and see if he can't get him going. Wow. Thanks for that number, Vitas.
Oh, classic. Yeah.
Oh, that was so good. I made sure to avoid saying we are the cops. I said operator services. And I said we'd send a special unit. I was tiptoeing around saying we are the cops. I didn't want to do that.
I didn't even say officer. I said I think unit was perfect,
man. Yeah. We're gonna tiptoe around that legality.
Yeah. Perfect. Well executed. And so many things got accomplished.
I still suspect they're gonna probably call the cops, so.
But I think already. I'm thinking
about calling them back and telling them I had the wrong address or wrong number. Is what I think the appropriate thing to do. Call on the pubics. Okay. Yeah, I think it's appropriate thing to do is call and tell them it's a joke so they don't waste. Wait a minute. That's not the right number.
Hello.
Hi. Ma'am, I'm the guy on the porch. I had the wrong number in the wrong house. That wasn't yours.
Oh yeah.
Well, I wrote down this number, and I kept it in my pocket. This was a different house I was trying to rent.
Boy, you need help.
I do. I try. I'm sorry.
Are the police there?
No.
Well, they're going to be there right away.
Did you call them?
Absolutely.
When did you call them?
When you're yelling and screaming at us.
I didn't scream.
Oh, come on.
I was very calm and collected.
He was very calm and collected.
It was what?
And you're breaking the window. You're breaking the door down.
No, I was breaking down. I was breaking
all the glass and the screwdriver and all that stuff.
Oh, that was people that in the street. They had a car accident.
Oh, come on. No,
I don't believe that. So you should just wait
there, and then you can explain that to the police.
This is the house in Oakland, California, right?
Explain that you're going to commandeer that porch over there. I told you that house is rented. You don't belong there.
Oh no, I'm getting in my car. I'm leaving before the cops get here. I'm getting in this car. I'm getting the F out of here. Oh no, I'm going too fast. Well, I mean, I tried explaining it to them, but they're not fucking picking up what I'm putting down over here.
We did a good job, man.
I'm trying to tell them it's a fucking joke, and they're just like, and you fucking pull them right back in.
Hello?
Yeah, I was looking for Emily. You sound like you have too much bass in your voice to be Emily.
Yeah, you got the wrong number.
All right, maybe you got the wrong gender there, homeboy.
Hello?
You just calling people what?
Well, no, I want to talk to Emily. Talk to my lawyer.
We're Vaporize salespeople. We heard you got a massive problem with dogs shitting all over your lawn and
You don't even know what you're talking about. You trying to prank somebody. You got the wrong number.
Well, fuck your girl.
I got too much bass in my voice because my name's not Emily.
Why?
Where'd you get my number from?
Are you a big, strong man?
Y'all calling folks at 11 o'clock at night. Boy, you ain't got no life. Ugly ass. Boy, you funny looking. Poopy in your yawn. Boy, you better say your words before you say something. Talk to your lawyer. Your lawyer sound like he's 17.
Okay, fuck it. Oh, my God. Oh, boy. Big boy, you can't even get your words right before you call here and start talking shit to me.
You prank call.
Prank call.
He sounded like that pimple face boy from The Simpsons. There's too much bass in his voice to be Emily. All right. Well, he fucked that up.
Well, you're assuming Emily's gender now, aren't you?
Yeah. This day and age. This day and age, I'm going to have to ask to see your birth certificate before we do any type of sexual activities. I'm going to need to speak to your parents. I need a witness that was there in the fucking delivery room. I need confirmation.
Hey, this is Cooper. You want me to get back to you really, really fast? Send me a text message. I'm bad at the voicemail thing.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Should I send him a message?
Yes.
Okay. What should we message him? New chat. Send an SMS. All right. So what should we type to him? Okay. All right. I like the duels. I like that one. That one's kind of innocent. All right. New chat. SMS to Cooper Andrews, celebrity. Need you for a 4-year-old's birthday party. Do you have a clown costume or do magic? If need be, I'll rent you the appropriate attire. Hope to hear from you. Oh, wait a minute. I'm running out of space. I'll just sign off with Dwight. All right. So we just sent that to Cooper Andrews. Might be Sean Astin. He was in Lord of the Rings, The Goonies. He was Mikey Walsh in The Goonies. I'm kind of blocking this.
Mandy.
Mikey Walsh, he was also in the movie Toy Soldiers, which I'm a very big fan of. Let's try this number to see if this cell phone number is his too. It's very encouraging that first one is exactly who I was looking for.
Hey, you've reached Sean. Please leave a message.
Hey, Sean, it's Dwight. I guess whenever you get this, just give me a holler. All right, talk to you later. Bye. Ooh, there's his fucking number. Look at this. Oh, that's all right. Let's look at that shit. All right, we'll get rid of that number. This has confirmed his number. This might be Robert Englund's number. Fucking Freddy Krueger. Like, yeah. This might be Freddy Krueger. Like, I think it was him. He must have some property. Kroger. Yeah, this might be Freddy Krueger's right here.
Boys, but that's him.
Wouldn't be surprised if it was Freddy Krueger.
I'm going to shit myself if this fucking Robert Englund's number. Yeah, John Black said that does sound like him. Yeah, Anime Girl said that's his voice, so that's confirmed. That's him.
Hello, you reached Nancy at 949-370-7.
That's Robert Englund's wife.
Is it?
That's Robert Englund's wife. All right, let's try this other number that I got. Isn't that fucked up that he married a woman named Nancy after all the fucking Freddy Krueger movies? He's fucking trying to kill Nancy's ass. So that's his wife. So we got his wife. We could theoretically get to Robert Englund through his wife. Cram has Biden's number. I don't want that number. You can keep that number to yourself. Do what you do.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Robert, please.
There's no Robert here.
This isn't Robert Englund?
Nope. Wrong number, buddy.
Were you burnt alive and played a character as Freddy Krueger?
No.
Would you like to be?
No.
Why not?
Why yes?
Why not, motherfucker, you? You too good to be Freddy Krueger, motherfucker, you? Listen, Mexican Freddy, we need to do the sequel. We're losing market shares in Mexico.
Yeah, we're going to do Frederico. It's a new Mexicali.
Formally. It's a Mexicali Bangladeshi. I don't maybe,
maybe,
yeah, maybe it's Italian. Hey, you know Bafanculo?
Hey, Cornuto Bastardo.
Yeah, actually, I think that's Italian. I think that might have been Italian. All right, so this might be Chris Kattan from the likes of Corky Romano, Night at the Roxbury's. That's pretty much it. Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris. How's it going?
Who's this?
It's Dwight.
From?
No, I'm just calling to let you know. Listen, you're never going to believe who I just saw. It was Emilio. Huh? That was him. That was him. Ah, it was fucking Chris Kattan. Oh, there it was. Damn, this is a good fucking
Mr. Peepers.
Oh.
That's cool. Mr. Peepers. It even sounded like him.
Oh, he was like,
was not pleased.
Who is this?
Who
is this?
From who?
Wow.
Mr. Peepers and Al.
Oh, this is a good fucking night, man. Wow. All right.
Yeah, man. All right.
Yeah.
Stars are lying.
I've only got one, two, three, four, five more celebrities to go through, and then we'll do the Comic Cons. We do have a Brett Spiner data from Star Trek.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna give that a shot.
Hello.
Hi. Is that Brent?
Yeah. Who's this?
Hey, it's Dwight. How you doing?
Sorry.
It's Dwight.
Dwight.
Yeah.
Dwight who?
Dwight McClanahan.
What can I do for you?
We were trying to call, and we wanted you to come down for a signing. We got a Star Wars convention going on, and we wanted to have you down to see if you would take pictures, sign a few things.
Why exactly?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you have my phone number?
Well, we got it. We went through. Do you know Chris Kattan?
No.
Well, we got it from Chris Kattan. He said that because we were talking about you and we were throwing out names for possible people that we can get down here to the booth for, again, the pictures, the autographs, because this is going to be the biggest Star Wars convention on the East Coast.
Where are you? I don't even know where you are.
We're going to be in Arlington.
Okay, here's the deal. I was laying in bed, trying to go to sleep.
Okay.
And I'm getting a call at 10 after 11.
Yeah.
To ask me to come to some booth in Arlington. I'm in Austin.
Yeah. Okay, you're in Austin. I mean, when we talked to Chris Kattan, he said that you would probably answer. He says you're up all hours of the night. He said you'd be Chris Kattan
no,
said
I,
it would be
I
cool.
I don't know Chris Kattan, and I don't know how he has my phone number.
He wrote it down for us on the back of one of his business cards. He said, "Hey, you know, I know Brent. We're good friends." He says our kid. He said that your kids go to school together, and he said he'll be cool with it.
Okay. Well, you know, let's do this another time because I'm trying to go to sleep.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. If it's any type of incentive, we will have an Immoral Juice promotion representative down there, and he's looking to sign some big names in the Star Wars genre. You know, he's been really looking to branch out from sports, but he's trying to move into Star Wars.
Okay, well, thanks so much. I appreciate your calling, but, maybe one day I'll meet Chris Kattan and know what the hell he's talking about, but
I've never met him.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it, Data.
Okay, thanks. Good night.
Have a good one. Jesus Christ, at the end, did you hear him?
Oh, my God. I cannot believe it. Dude, you lined up with the stars. I listen in these same pair of headphones every day to that guy on a show, and here he is right now on another shoot, D-White! Jackpot! Oh! Thank you for being nice to him, too, because he's really a good guy, man. So
yeah, I thought the confusing route that Carlito likes to do all the time, I think that was that's funny. It's like, I wasn't...
That was a good mock-up playing in Star Wars. That was a good act.
I was waiting for him to be like, I wasn't nice in Star Wars.
Yeah. Star Wars.
Yeah.
Like the Cardinal thing. Yeah. Star Trek.
Peter from Star Wars.
Oh, dude, I am stoked, man. Thank you. Oh, wow. I love Data, man. Brent Spiner, I was going to ask you to ask him to sing, but I could tell he was so flabbergasted not wanting to cuss. Thank you. His emotion chip was turned off. Thank goodness.
The Duelist coming in with $10 super chat. He says, Data does not compute in my head. Amazing.
That was really him, guys. That's no joke. I listen to these same headphones every day to that stupid generation show. Man, that was the same voice. I swear. Beautiful job, Dwight. Amazing.
I think this is
a good night.
It is a good night.
Literally, the stars of Star Trek are lined up, and all the other guys. Fuskatan.
We got one more to try before we hit the Comic-Cons. Richard Dreyfuss.
Thank you for not sending those new numbers in. Those are much better.
we got Richard Dreyfuss from Stakeout with Emilio Estevez.
Third Encounter, Close Encounter of the Third Kind.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Close Encounter of the Third Kind.
Yeah. I thought it would be I think it would be funny to confuse Richard Dreyfuss with I think it's Busey. It's not Busey, is it? That's in another 48 hours with Eddie Murphy. Be like, I loved you in 48 hours and another 48 hours. I think that would be some funny shit if you would pick up. All right, let's try Richard Dreyfuss and see what we got.
Hello?
Hi, I was looking for Richard.
That's not a judge.
Are you sure? You not an old white man movie star?
Who?
You.
What?
Are you an old white man movie star?
No.
Do you know Dick?
Who?
You.
What?
You know Dick?
What?
You know Dick Dreyfuss?
Huh?
You.
What are you talking about?
You. I know this is you, Richard. Why are you playing games?
I'm Richard. You son of a bitch.
Richard, come on. Okay, maybe it wasn't Richard Dreyfuss.
Did he say you shut up, bitch?
Yeah, he said call me a bitch at the end. All right, that's not his number. Hang on. Let's try this other number. I got two more numbers for him, possibly. We should just tell everyone that Chris Kattan told us to call. Chris Kattan gets so much shit.
Fucking get Brent Spiner to say, I don't know who Chris Kattan is, but...
I'll tell you, next podcast, be like... He's going to be like, you know what? All right, somebody call me in the middle of the night. Fucking Chris Kattan gave me my number. Here we go. So, Axba, let me move to the right screen. Axba, Jerry Seinfeld, Alexander Kronk, Audi Love, Benjamin, Big Boy Farts 666, Brad Claus, Brendan, Brown Magic, Carlos Trin, CPBJ, Crispy 808, David Jarvis, Derek Bentley, Dharma Wheelies, Dragonmir, Electro Pirate, Eric Villavas, ESSL01, Ethan Bentley. Why do I feel like I already read? Oh, there's two with the last name. Fucking Slayer 69, Garbo, George Wadsworth, Glenn Fielding, Gold Rust. We also have Grunts, aka Derek, Hamilton Waterbaby, Hi-Fang, Hobo Lobo, Horse Machine Ranch Person, I'll Fix Your Pipes, James Harrington, Jen F, J, or John T. Fisherman, JT, Just Workman, Carter Pillar, Lickety Split 972, Lil Uzi Vert, Liz B, Lonesome, Luis, I'm not going to do your last name because I fuck it up, Luke Jones, Mad Hatta, Maggie, Mark Window, Max Power, Milk Box, Mr. Pickles, Mystery Science Theater 3 Clay, P.S., Parkman, Phone Losers of America, Radical, Royce, Ryan Scheffler, Snonk, Pudding, Ding, Snoping, Ping, Ping. I'm pretty sure that's Snappy Bakes. Sonam, Steve Blinch, the Prime Minister of Australia, Vandershire, Vitas Vitas, Wasted Memory, Xander Fett, Experts, and You Bastard Fuck. Those are your 65 Patreons for the month of September. And if you give me one half a second here, I'm going to go and check out who the members are currently for the YouTube channel. And I'll give you your shit outs. Chris Kattan is there. Do you guys want to... Should we try to call Chris Kattan and tell him what we've been doing? Tell him we've been calling people tonight and telling him he told that he said to call? We could totally do that.
This is Ryan and Travis.
Hi, I need to talk to my brother. I got to get transferred to his room. His car is missing.
Okay, what's his last name?
I'll spell it for you if you would like.
Yeah.
It's K-A-T-T-A-N.
And what is your first name?
My first name is Charles.
Okay. Hold on for just a moment, okay?
All right.
Thank you.
They're going to call. They're going to call and check.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Fuck.
Well, we did try it, though, man. That was beautiful.
Oh, wait a minute. Man, we already talked to Chris earlier on his cell phone. I forgot about that. We already talked to him on his cell. No wonder he's rejecting random calls to the hotel. I totally fucking forgot about that. I'm such a fucking idiot.
Hello?
I just tried to call through the hotel, Chris. Why'd you reject my call?
Who are you?
It's Dwight. I'm here with Brent Spiner.
What?
Yeah, me and Brent want to know if you're going to come down to the bar. Data wants to show you some things. Now, if he calls it back, it's actually going to go to Data. It's going to go right to Data. You want to buy some Girl Scout cookies? The sigh on him is real. Yeah. He's thinking about changing his fucking number here in a minute. It'd be funny if he calls it back, though, and he gets fucking Data on the line. And then Data's like, who is this? And he's like, it's Chris Kattan. He's like, why are you giving people my number, Chris? Why are you telling people I'd be cool to come to the Star Wars convention? Fucking Chris. See right there. We just paired him up. They're probably going to make a fucking nice buddy movie now. Probably going to make some good shit.
Double Tree Hotel, downtown Tucson.
Hey, how's it going? I got to be transferred to my brother's room, please.
Okay. And the room number?
I have no idea. He didn't have it assigned when he took off. He said to just give a call.
All right. What's his last name?
The last name is spelled B-I-E-H-N. First name of Michael.
One moment, please.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, I was trying to reach Michael.
Who's calling?
This is Dwight calling from the front desk.
Hi, this is his wife, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you this evening?
Good. How can I help you?
We have somebody down here. We've actually got him in the security office, and he's being detained. And he's using the name of Michael. I'm sorry, I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Bean?
My husband's last name is Michael Bean. And, Bean, yes. Yeah, well, that's not my husband because my husband's laying right here.
That's why I was calling to confirm. Like, if he answered the phone, I would know definitely that this is not him. Because he's not. He has no ID on him. And he said, oh, here's my room. He knew the room. So that's why.
He knew the room. That's
why I called. You know, if I got you, I would have been able to be like, hey, is this your husband? Is your husband not in the room? Is he missing? But this guy's down here. He's like giving me all these, all this information. I asked him, I said, what is your birthday? He's like, oh, he goes, I'm 67 years old. I was born in 56. He's very intoxicated.
Well, you know, my husband is a famous actor.
Oh, okay.
He's the star of the Terminator and Aliens, and we're signing autographs at the Comic-Con next door. So that's probably what's going on. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. He keeps going on.
That's all public knowledge that Michael is.
Yeah, he's
67 years old, and
he's like
born
my.
In Alabama,
he goes, oh, he goes, He's like my kid Taylor is up in my room waiting on me. And
he's wrong about that because it's Dashiell that's up here. Taylor's 40 years old now, so
he's
got his facts a little mixed up. Michael has 5 sons, and all of this is public knowledge that he can read on Wikipedia. But whoever that is, let me talk to my husband for a second here while you have him detained. Hold on.
Yeah, I still have him down here. Sure.
Okay, great. So our son's – hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Hello?
Yes.
Our son's goddad is the head of homicide in Tucson. We could call him and get him involved because sometimes he does security for us. My husband said he can walk down and come talk to you.
Okay.
If you want him
He's just all over the place. We're trying to get to the bottom of it. He keeps saying that he said it was Michael. Then he said he was Sergeant Reese.
Sergeant Reese. Well, yeah. That is his character from the Terminator. Don't go down there, Michael. I don't think Michael should come down.
Because I'm only 25, so I'm not familiar with the whole Terminator series.
That's okay. So he's giving you basically facts he's read off of Wikipedia from about my husband and his character name. What I can do. Is give you Jay's number, who is a police officer, who is basically a family member of ours, if you want to talk to him about what possibly to do. Because Jay is
a lot
of times responsible for Michael's safety.
Before we knew that there was some type of issue, he had charged several dozen meals down here to the room.
Oh, okay. Have you taken those off now?
We'll have to work on that. Our computer system is a little glitchy at the time, or like right now. We're working on it though.
Several dozen. Like we're talking about some large amount of dozens of meals to this room. So I think we do need to get Jay involved right now. So hold him there.
You're not who you claim to be. I have the real person on the phone right now. You settle down now. Settle down.
You need to call the police right now, sir. You're only 25 years old.
Yeah.
You need to call the police right now.
Stop.
The police. Stop. He sounds dangerous.
You're out of control. You
need to call the police.
Oh, someone
needs to.
Hello. I don't know. Hang on just a second. He kicked one of my security men in the shin, and he's run out of the room. I have people after him currently. They are after him.
Okay. All right.
I don't care if you are saving us from Skynet, motherfucker.
Good
leaving Double Tree Hotel downtown Tucson.
Hello?
Yeah, Double Tree Hotel.
Hey, I drive the taxi. I did here to pick up a person.
I don't see anybody in front.
You call room to make come down, please.
Do you know the room number?
No, the app location is front doors or a call. Turn out the car.
Okay, I don't know where you are because I'm in the front desk and I don't see any cars in front.
I driving to front doors.
Okay. I don't know who you're looking for, though. You have to tell me a name.
R-I-G-G-S. R-I-G-G-S.
All right. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Oh.
I tried calling the room, but nobody answered. I don't know if they're on their way down or...
He front door. Because he say, I say, very a flight, very soon, got to go. So I try to hurry. I try to drive fast. Hurry.
Okay, I mean, if he's gonna come downstairs and
shit!
Like this guy who said, I'm a taxi driver here to pick up Mr. Riggs. Well, he talked about Riggs. And then somebody goes, oh, shit. And then
Hello. Open my door, please. Oh, my legs. My legs.
Oh my god, this is hilarious. It's like this whole
recording. How dare you accuse me of being recording, motherfucker, you. Don't accuse me of being recording ever again. You just heard a man die and come to hell.
Jesus Christ, I just found this cell phone laying here by this guy's car. This is crazy.
Oh my god.
Jesus.
Hello? I'm Sebastian, the gayest devil ever, and I just come to suck this man's soul right out of this car. I'm gonna suck it right out.
Going. It's like now then it sounded like he was by a railroad train, like he got in a huge car accident. And then like the train sounded like he was, oh no, the train's coming.
And then they're like, oh, whatever. Then he gets killed, and then it says, don't say it's a recording, motherfucker. So it's like, I... Let's just touch our wand and record. Alright.
It. That's it. It's 1:01 a.m. That's the perfect place to end it. That was a good call. I like it.
That was a great show.
Yeah.
Everything in. Everything got in tonight. Wow. 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 This is a big shoe, guys. Oh, my Lord. I'm just tickled to the fancy here. Yes, man. A wonderful show. And if you did not hear this, you better catch the rewind, because this is an amazing. I want to thank everybody that took part in making such a magical show come together. All the contributors, all the numbers, everybody that joined in, the whole Madhouse family, the Dwight Machine. Yeah. That's right. We learned that our stars are so gracious and kind, and that they're human beings too. They're just like us. So you know what? We got a lot more in common than we do different. That's right. We do this each week here in your earballs. You got to tune into the Dwight the Janitor Machine Shoe right here. And you're going to meet some amazing people. I got to meet an all-time favorite of mine tonight, Brent Spiner, the Data Machines. Oh, my gosh. Chris Kattan, Mr. Peepers, Lord Mercy, Dreyfus. Everybody got in there tonight. So I want to thank everybody for doing their part tonight, because this is a legendary shoe. And thank you so much to White Machine. God bless you.
All right, we're out of here, everybody. We're going to go watch a movie over in Dwight Court. Thanks for tuning in tonight. And everybody that, of course, the House of Wonder, the Hoss of Wonder, everybody that dropped a super chat, the Duelist. Let's see, who else did? Cribbles came through with the $2. And everybody that resubbed, part of the Patreon, I appreciate it. Everyone that did donations to, who was the Anime Girl, Clay, damn, I feel like there was one more person that did something on the throne. I think I'm going to leave that screaming sound effect as a throne for a couple of weeks. It seems to work out pretty nicely. But we are going to get out of here. We're going to go watch a movie. We're going to have fun together. We're going to make fun of some movies from shit probably. So let's get out of here, everybody. And kiss my grits, all right? Bye, motherfuckers. 98.6.
And now...